Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
So I am joined by my trusted co-host on the show and in life, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
It is a great day to be here.
Yep.
It's exciting.
It's a great day to have a great day, right?
It's been a good week. We've done a lot of different mortgages for people this week. It's been exciting. I love helping people out. When they get that home and they're just so satisfied with it, they're so happy. It's why we do what we do, right?
That's right. We've had a couple things come up this week that we wanted to kind of bring up, and that was VA home loans. And we kind of get into that a little bit, Doug. So why don't we start there, and let's just describe what a VA home loan is.
Yeah, because we get a lot of questions about VA loans, and I'm telling you, this is the best loan type out there for most people if you're a veteran.
That's right. VA, that's course, the condition.
Right. Veterans Administration.
You have home to loan. Have served the country.
Yes. So here is what's so great about this is it's a zero money down loan. Okay. So most of the loan types, conventional loans, typically going to be 5% down or more. FHA is about 3.5%. But with VA, you can do it with 0% down and there's no monthly private mortgage insurance.
That's nice.
That's amazing.
That helps a lot.
And the interest rates on these VA loans are so low. They're going to be typically the same as FHA, but much less than a conventional loan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people can get a VA loan. Mm-hmm. If they're eligible, they really should. Like there are very few circumstances where VA is not the best deal for them.
So now do all lenders offer VA loans?
Well, most lenders will at least have the opportunity to do them. Now, do they know how to do them? And do them well, probably not in most cases. At Cornerstone Mortgage, we do a lot of VA lending.
Okay, that's good to know. So what is the maximum loan amount that I could borrow if I was a veteran?
Okay, so that's a little bit of a loaded question because in general, there are county loan limits. And in the St. Louis area, you're going to find $424,100 is the conforming loan limit. And they're going to go with that same limit on VA loans. However, you're actually not stopped at that limit. You can go above that. We call it a VA jumbo.
Oh,
so you can
wow.
do $500,000, okay. $600,000 loan. Now, once you pass the county loan limit, the down payment requirements may change some.
Okay.
It depends on if it's your first time use or not also.
And now, what happens with credit with a VA loan? Does that even play a part into it?
Yeah, VA loans, credit is definitely important, but it's more lenient than most loans out there. You can go all the way down to a 620 credit score, which, in my opinion, is pretty lenient. If you have a 620, that's not it's not stellar credit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, if a person, let me back up a second. Foreclosure rates, let's talk about that because are those typically a high-risk loan?
Really interesting question, Tammy, because there's normally a major correlation between the amount of money you're putting as down payment mm-hmm. and the performance of the loan.
Okay.
And that's why they stopped all the zero money down loans because the foreclosure rates were really high. VA loans totally break that trend.
Okay.
VA loans have some of the lowest foreclosure rates of any loan type, even though people are putting no money down.
So they don't view them as a high risk.
They're not a high risk, and the VA, instead of having a monthly mortgage insurance fee, there's actually an upfront fee, and they finance this into the loan for them. And that upfront mortgage insurance fee funds the guarantee that VA gives, and that fund has actually done very well.
Okay.
It hasn't gone in the negative, so they haven't had to raise those fees.
Now, what happens if you were released or discharged from active duty? Does that matter?
So everyone's required to obtain what's called a certificate of eligibility, or COE, is the abbreviation for it. And if you don't have the certificate, you need to apply using, there's a VA form, and we'll actually put a link to that VA form, 26-1880. We'll put it on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And this will require a copy of your DD-214. Okay, so that's a certificate of release or a discharge from active duty that shows the character of your service. So along with certificate of eligibility, loan applicants end up needing to document their credit, savings, and employment information too.
Okay. All right. Now, how about if a veteran's home loan entitlement expired, I guess?
So if the home loan entitlement, well, does it expire? Is that your question?
Yeah, does it expire? Yeah.
No,
I'm sorry.
It does not expire.
Okay.
So the home loan entitlement, once you're entitled as a veteran,
okay,
that's good forever.
Okay.
So once you're discharged or released from active duty, before using your entitlement, a new determination of their eligibility has to be made based on the length of service and type of discharge received, but it's good forever.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, if a person didn't really want to buy, can they use a VA loan to, investment properties? That's where my brain's going.
Right.
Sorry about that.
If they don't want to live in the house.
They didn't want to live there, but they wanted to buy an investment property. Can they use that money for that or not?
No, you cannot use a VA loan to buy a rental property.
Okay.
You can, however, use a VA loan to refinance an existing rental home once, if you occupied it as an owner-occupied house at one point.
Okay, so if you're getting ready to move and you want to turn your current home into a rental property, you could do that.
Yes, so let's say you move out of it, the VA loan still exists on that house. You can do what's called a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRRL.
Yep.
The IRRRL loan.
Okay.
And allows somebody to do a VA streamline refinance even if they don't live in the property anymore.
That's actually good information, because if you're retired and you're wanting another income stream, that would be a great way to do it if you have your home paid off.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are times, even if somebody's used that VA loan in the past, that you could actually use it again.
That's nice. Okay. That's good to know. And let's see. So we actually had someone come in and said, they're a veteran who purchased a home with their spouse utilizing the VA eligibility, and now they get divorced, and now the spouse is awarded the home. How does that work?
All right. Great question, Tammy. So when the property is awarded to the veteran's spouse as a result of a divorce, the entitlement can't be restored unless the spouse refinances the property and or pays off the VA loan in full, or the ex-spouse is a veteran who substitutes their entitlement.
Okay.
Because until your entitlement is not restored until that VA loan is paid off. You can't have multiple VA loans out at one time. Okay. That's really the moral of the story and what that boils down to. So recapping this, and in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about VA home loans, and it's really kind of an underutilized loan out there. There are a lot of veterans that don't even really know that they're eligible for it or what a great deal it is.
Right. That's right. So let's talk a little bit, because we have a little bit of time here to talk about if a person has used the VA home loan before. Can you kind of revisit that a little bit more?
Yeah. So if they've used the VA home loan before, okay, what happens is there's what's called a subsequent use charge.
Okay.
So normally you would have, let's just use a zero down payment loan. So the upfront funding fee or mortgage insurance fee would be 2.15%.
Okay.
So if you're going to do the additional use, meaning you come back and you want to be able to buy another property later, assuming that your previous VA loan is paid off, now it goes up to 3.3%.
Okay.
So from 2.15 up to 3.3% as an upfront fee. Now that fee is still worth it in most cases.
Okay.
Now you actually can get that fee reduced dramatically if you're a disabled veteran. They actually make that fee much, much more affordable.
All right. So the amounts, the remaining entitlement, if a person has they sold their property. They wanted to move. They're getting ready to move. Can they do they have to pay off that loan completely before they can go into another home, or
yes,
how does that
they,
work?
They okay. do. And there are a lot of little asterisks when it comes to these. And this is where okay. you really just need professional advice.
Okay.
And if you want professional advice on this, reach out to me, 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-3684 are the numbers for it. Call me or text me, and we'll set up a time where we can talk about, see if a VA home loan's right for you. So coming up, we're going to be talking about the number one home search app that's available in the market today. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.